This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about underscoring Christ in Christmas. Recently, I was talking to a person who is affiliated with the Safe Families for Children organization. If you're not familiar, this is where one family takes in the children of another family that's in crisis, while the adults of that family get back on their feet. The goal is to keep the children safe and the family intact. So this single mother of two was about to deliver her third child when she learned that her new place wouldn't be ready for another 3 weeks. She needed a place to stay. Tim and his wife, Joan, opened their home and their hearts to this family for the last 3 weeks. Now, after the family moved into their place earlier this week, Joan sat at the kitchen table and shared with Tim that she felt so behind this holiday season. Nothing was done, decorations weren't up, and not one gift was purchased. Tim leaned over to his wife and said, "Honey, we just gave a homeless family a place to live for 3 weeks. We may not have decorations up or gifts under the tree, but we are already celebrating Christmas." So as you celebrate the Christmas season, how are you underscoring Christ in your Christmas? Which gift of love or compassion will you give to someone in need this year? As you think about that, recall these words from Christ. "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these, my brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Matthew 25:40. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, be sure to underscore the Christ in your Christmas.